Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tony Underwood in Atlanta, Georgia. Glad you could join us on the call this morning. And like I mentioned, we will record this call so you can get it out to your teams. And we just had a fantastic event down in Atlanta last weekend for those of you that were there. For those of you that weren't there, I'm sorry we missed you, but we're going to get all the information out if you've not already heard about the two new breakthrough product lines that we had. And I'm going to let Debbie talk to you just for a few minutes, and then we've got some guest speakers going to be on the line for a few minutes with you, and we're looking forward to hearing from them. But I have to tell you, one of the product lines, the skincare line, just so you know, yes, we do have product, but they sold 6 months of supply in 6 days. It was a pretty phenomenal launch. And if you don't know about that, I mean, that's just a pretty big launch in the 60 years of Shakti's history. I've been told by the president, Heather Chastain, that they've never seen a launch like that in their entire 60 years. So it's exciting times. So you're at the right place at the right time. And so I am going to now pass it over to Debbie, and she's just going to cover that a little bit, and then we're going to get on to some guest speakers. Here we go.
Good morning, everybody, and it is exciting times. The new youth skincare range that's just been launched is a leader in the marketplace. Not only do we have green skincare right now, but we actually have something that works. And when you put those two things together, you have a phenomenal product that can knock the socks off all the competitors. Not only does it work and it's green, but it is also very price comparable with our competitors in the marketplace. Here is why Shakti's youth range is actually way above what the competitors are. It has over 2,500 different chemicals that are commonly used in the cosmetic industry that it does not include in its formula, and it never will. That's phenomenal because there's no other company. I think there's one other company that might have 1,500, but there's nothing like 2,500 different chemicals that we should not be slathering on our skin. So that in itself is phenomenal. We were very fortunate, Jennifer Blackham and myself, we actually got to try this product before it went to market, and we can say that in 30 days, everybody will see a difference in their skin. And in fact, that's been clinically proven to be so, 100% improvement in your skin quality and texture. And in a 30-day period, it was found that over two-thirds of the people that tried these products actually showed their skin to be a decade less in its appearance. So that is huge. It really is. And we are very excited about it. If you haven't already got to try yours, get to somebody that's already got the products and try them out, or go ahead and order them. What have you got to lose? Because as we know, with Shakti products, you are 100% guaranteed that you are going to get your money back if you're not satisfied with that product. But I don't think there'll be people sending that product back. So get to try that. It's a very simple system, and you're going to enjoy it. The other range that was released in just this event this weekend was the Shakti Performance range, and this is all to do with sport. Now, there's two different areas to this. We've always had great endurance fitness products, and these are designed for our Olympic athletes who use them all the time, and those people that are really achieving heavy-duty workouts on a daily basis. Maybe people that are working up to running marathons or doing those high-endurance sports. We still have that range because it is outstanding. But it has been repackaged, and now we have a range that's available for the everyday person who's going to the gym, trying to get fitter, trying to lose weight. And these are very low in sugar content. They're going to be very low glycemic, and they're going to help you to achieve your weight loss and build your muscle along with your calorie restrictions that you're doing on an everyday basis. So this is a big breakthrough product also for Shakti. And, again, you want to get some of these in your hands and get trying them. We have basically Energize, which is a calorie-free powder, which you can put in your drink, your hydration drink, if you wish, or take it ahead of time before you actually exercise. And also we have a hydration drink, which again, you just add to your water bottle. And guess what? They're in little pixie stick sizes. So very easy to throw into your gym bag, take it along with you to, and put in your water bottle when you're ready to start hydrating. And then we have this amazing Build Recover shake, which comes in chocolate or vanilla, and it only has 5 ingredients in it. It is packed with branched chain amino acids, which are very easily absorbed into your body, which is going to give you 20 grams of protein when you just add 2 scoops to water. Amazing product that can give you everything you need to build back up your muscles and recover. And then finally, the last thing we have in that range, and in fact in the endurance range, is a Recover tablet. And this is to help you to prevent that muscle stiffness that most of us have when we push a little hard in our exercise routine. Whether you're an endurance athlete or just the everyday 3 to 5 times exercise a week person, you're going to be able to recover from that muscle stiffness very simply by taking this. Anyway, that's the basis of the product range we have. And now I'm going to pass you back to Tony because I think he has some more to talk to you about, and I'm going to pass you back over to him. Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, great stuff. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more stuff coming out for you guys to learn about these great new products. Just to let you know that on Monday there's going to be a rebroadcast at 8:30 Eastern Time of Roger Barnett's opening talk at the conference, so you don't want to miss that. We'll get an email out to you. I know the company sent out an email on that already. Just before we go into our hear from some of our speakers today, there are a tremendous amount of events going on around the country. They're going to be doing about 10 Live Your Life weekend events. There isn't one in Atlanta. We just had the major conference here. But if you're in the Denver, Palm Beach, Florida, New York, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Chicago, Seattle, Dallas, Minneapolis, or Philadelphia, or if you know people in those areas, then get online with Shackley. I'm not going to go through all the dates.
Hey, Jess, can you hear me?
Deb, you're off. You're calling me. So those are Live Your Life events. So check with your team members about that, okay? And you can go to one of those coming up in September and October and November, okay? So that's going to be a great event. Couple other things real quick is in Orlando, October the 7th, we have our weekend event down there, day event on October the 7th. You can go to ShackleyOrlandoEvent.com, and that's coming up in just just over a month down there. We're going to have some great product launches with the new products and testing and samples, all that kind of stuff, okay? So with that, let's move on to our guest speakers today, and hopefully they're on the line. We had a little technical problem with one of them. Hopefully, Jess, you got that worked out. We'll figure that out in a minute. But Dr. John Taylor and his wife, Kelly, are you guys on?
We are here.
Yes, we are.
Can you hear me?
That's great. Well, good morning. Thank you for coming on the call. And Dr. Taylor and his wife live up in New Jersey, and Dr. Taylor is a plastic surgeon, and his wife, Kelly, is a school teacher. And so I just wanted for those guys to come on today. They're fairly new, Shackley, what I call new. And so, Dr. Taylor, I think I'll start with you first. And can you talk a little bit about a plastic surgeon? You know, why would a plastic surgeon take a look at something like Shackley? Because I know out there there are people that are no doctors, and, you know, sometimes they're the hardest people to talk to. So maybe you can talk about that a little bit of what attracted you to Shackley.
Sure. Thanks, Tony. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful day up here in New Jersey, believe it or not. We got bright sunshine and a nice day. So thankful for that. As Tony mentioned, I'm a plastic surgeon. I've been in private solo practice up here on the Jersey Shore for 22 years now. And for me, when I first got involved with Shackley, it had nothing at all to do with the business opportunity because I was running a very high-volume, successful practice, so I really had no interest in that. For me, it was all about the products. I had a big interest in perioperative nutrition. I do see a lot of unhealthy patients in my practice. People, you know, will come thinking that liposuction is the answer for everything, and it's not. A lot of times they just need good nutrition. So I was on the hunt for some good nutritional products for my patients. So really researched the different supplements and nutritional products out there, and stumbled upon Shaklee at one point, and really looked into the science first behind it. Started taking the products myself, first of all, and felt great once I started taking them. And then just started looking at the studies. First, there was just the landmark, known as Landmark 1 study, wonderful results from that. Was looking at the work on telomeres with Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. Was really kind of blown away by all of that. And then, of course, just all the testimonials that you've all have heard about use with NASA, Jacques Cousteau, elite Olympic athletes. So I was really sold on the product, wanted to start making them available for my patients in my practice. But again, at that point, really didn't have much interest in the business opportunity. I had my good friend Marcy Rose, who was my upline, and just figured I can just throw people her way, let her do well selling the product. But at that time, it was really just about the nutrition and the weight loss. I also, part of my practice, have a very busy and successful skincare department. We have an esthetician who's very well regarded in the field. Worked at one point in time as a consultant for a company called Repassage that makes a skincare line. And we really weren't interested in like these Shaklee skincare products, adding them to our, into our practice. So fast forward to this year, I went down to Atlanta, again, as last year, just really interested in the scientific symposium, hear about the science. This year it was about the sports nutrition, because I was reading up on a protocol that has been studied extensively, first in Europe, now it's catching on in the States, called ERAS, E-R-A-S, or stands for Enhanced Recovery After Surgery. That's a whole set of guidelines and a protocol that has to do with a bunch of things around the time of surgery, patient education, pain management, but one of the key components is perioperative nutrition. And we typically, or traditionally, we'll starve our patients before surgery. If anybody out there has had surgery under general anesthesia, you know that you're told nothing to eat or drink after midnight the night before. So you come into your surgery basically in starvation mode, or your body is in a catabolic state. You're starting to break down protein for energy, your glycogen stores in the liver. And in this protocol, they actually started looking at giving patients preoperative carbohydrate loading just 2 hours before surgery. And what that consisted of was a large drink, carbohydrate-rich, of a clear fluid given 2 hours before surgery. Because we know from other studies that your gastric or stomach emptying time for a clear liquid is anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes for the normal non-diabetic person, so 2 hours beforehand. So I became very interested in this, and then looked at the hydrate drink from Shaklee. This is a high carbohydrate clear fluid. So went down to Atlanta, really focused on that. Was really excited to learn more about the sports nutrition lines. And thank you to Tony. Had a nice conversation with Dr. Jamie McManus a couple of days ago about just that. And Shaklee being the company that's so interested in research as they are, she was very excited about maybe us designing a clinical trial and using the Shaklee products for perioperative nutrition in patients. So I'm excited to say we may be using my surgical center as a site for that. But the other thing in Atlanta was the skincare. So it came as a total surprise to me. I had no idea the youth line was coming along. and was really very excited to hear about that. At first, you know, being the plastic surgeon with already three other highly regarded skincare lines in our practice, which are being sold, was a little skeptical about something new, but I really was pretty much blown away by what I heard about this line. You know, one thing that I hear in my practice, while I'm seeing a patient in an exam room who's maybe come in for facial surgery or other non-surgical procedures, and I'll look at their skin, and I'll say, you know, you really you have a lot of sun damage in your skin, some pigment problems. You really should go on one of our skincare regimens. And often the answer I'll get back was, yeah, you know, doc, I saw Audrey, our esthetician, and she put me on this or that skincare regimen, and my skin is just too sensitive. I had to stop because I can't use it anymore. So a light bulb went off in my mind that this could be the perfect patient for an all-natural, very hypoallergenic line of skincare products. And I think youth will be an excellent complement, not so much replacing anything that we have now, but really filling in a void that we don't have in our skincare program at the moment. And then, of course, a lot of patients are just looking for something a lot more natural right now. I have a little bit of a funny story, if I can take a minute. I'll take a minute. I had a patient come in for some non-surgical facial rejuvenation, and we started talking about Botox. And she said, oh, no, doc, I don't put any kind of unnatural chemicals into my body because you never know what might happen 10 years from now. But then I look at her medical history, and she smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. So, like, what's with that? But I think youth will be an excellent complement for people who are looking for an all-natural skincare line. And for me, you know, being having a successful practice here in my area, my credibility is on the line when I start recommending products to patients. So for me, it's all about the science. And it's all about the credibility. And I think with the Shaklee nutritional products for my operative patients and the skincare line for those non-surgical aesthetic patients, I think there's a lot of credibility in the products. And I spoke to my esthetician yesterday about it, and she was pretty excited about it. She's at home right now studying the ingredients to make sure it's something that she would want to use. And just as part of the business opportunity, I spoke to her about that. And what I'd like to do is set her up as a distributor, and she can go around to medical spas in the area and try to get them to carry youth in their spas. And I think that would be an awesome opportunity for her.
Well, Doc, thank you. I could listen to you for an hour. I'm sure a lot of people could. So I'd like to hear from Kelly a little bit. I appreciate your credibility and what you bring to Shaklee. Again, being a plastic surgeon, a lot of people are afraid to approach doctors. So I appreciate your input this morning. So I'd love to hear from Kelly, your wife, Kelly. I know that was your first global conference down in Atlanta, and you had a couple of breakthrough moments, and maybe you could share with just a few minutes that we have on your breakthrough, especially with Brian Burrow. I know we talked earlier about that, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. The conference was amazing. I started to feel a little overwhelmed with the amount of information because you realize how much research went into everything. And then I started to get excited about everything. John can digest some of the clinical trials a little easier. I wanted to take time to read through. But the one thing that, well, not one thing, there were a couple things. Things that came through were how truly connected and dedicated everybody was. I had my team, God bless, Marcy Rose for not giving up on us and sticking with me and supporting and saying, you can do this, and Lorene, Kirsten. So that part was fun, but it was really interesting seeing the variety of people, all walks of life, all different backgrounds, and it was amazing. So that was a very powerful statement. But with regard, my biggest breakthrough or my biggest takeaway, Brian Biro just blew me away with how to look at things. I tend to be very focused on, okay, so, but I can't do that because, or, but what if, and so I worry about things like that. And he taught me with his exercises how to focus on what your goal is. And if you keep your eye on your goal, you just worry about the very next step and stop, you know, stop thinking about the entire thing, just the very next step. And that's one thing Shackley, over and over again in the conference, they have everything planned out for you. I don't have to create it. It's already been created. And if I happen to come up to something that anybody hasn't thought of, I can reach out to anybody on my team or anybody in the Shackley command, and they get right back to you. So that was very impressive also. And it alleviated any of my fears. So that was huge. And I broke a board. So, you know, and I didn't get it on the first time, which is very representative of me. But you know what? I started thinking about the board, and I took my eyes off of my goal, which was the other person's eyes. And once I did, it all falls into place. And for us, that's what Shackley's going to do. I really feel as though for us, we have a lot of momentum. The youth line made me totally buy in. I love it. I haven't necessarily been the best advertisement for John's business because I haven't used a ton of his product. I really like 100% organic and natural. And I really like the idea that we can build a business that we can pass on to our children. So that part was really exciting.
That's awesome, Kelly. Well, I appreciate you sharing, you and John, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks up in New Jersey. So it's awesome to have you on the team, and you've got a great team up there as well. So thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. And we'll finish up real quick here as we got the end of our call. Jess, did you manage to get on? I think Debbie three-wayed you in.
I'm here.
There you go. So we're going to finish up the call here with the younger generation up in Nashville, Tennessee, with Jess. I know, Jess, you do a lot of CrossFit and been around networking a little bit and reached the director level, and him and his wife, Maggie, who's a singer-songwriter up there. So, Jess, I'm looking forward to hearing your words of inspiration this morning, and welcome back to Nashville. I know you've been out west, and you were here in Atlanta for the conference, so what was your kind of takeaways and anything you want to share as we finish up here, Jeff?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. I think to echo sort of what some of the other folks said, the conference was definitely amazing on a lot of levels. I won't spend a whole lot of detail on that, but it was incredible. The board breaking exercise was very powerful. I feel like there was a room full of about 5,000 people that were able to sort of leave some old habits and some old ways of thinking in the past, which is a good thing. And felt like a lot of people were ready to move forward in their business. But I think for us, obviously the sports nutrition line for me personally was really exciting to hear about. I've got a few CrossFit gym owners here in Nashville that are on our team, and was able to sort of come back to them and relay some of that information, and they're very excited to try some of it and get it in their facilities. The clean ingredients, especially the protein, you know, 5 ingredients, 1 gram of sugar, a little extra protein. That was something that they were really excited about. And we're excited to roll some of that out. I think for me personally, I really enjoyed listening to Roger talking about this idea of sharing economy, you know, and how there's so many companies out there now. You've got Uber and Lyft and Postmates and all these different, you know, sort of services where anybody and everybody can sort of create their own schedules, you know, sort of get paid when they want to get paid. And it's something that's very flexible, that people can sort of work into an already busy schedule. And certainly in Nashville, we have a lot of friends and acquaintances that are, you know, full-time musicians and creatives that, you know, that some of them, you know, need the extra income to be able to, you know, do the things that they want to do. And just sort of listening to Roger talk about, you know, the fact that we are actually also in the sharing economy. And, you know, we are doing something, you know, that obviously can provide, you know, flexibility as far as an income and use of time goes. But it's way bigger than that. You know, we're helping people with their health. We're helping people really change the dynamics of their family by helping them create extra income so that they can really do things that they want to do. And it was just sort of an interesting talk. You know, I thought it was really fascinating. You know, even some of these companies like Uber. I mean, I think he said that there were 1 million new drivers that signed up for Uber last month alone. But you look at a model like Uber, I mean, in the next, you know, 5-10 years, we won't be driving cars, right? So that's a model that's going to be short lived. So I think it's looking towards the future and recognizing that we have our hands on a model that's not going anywhere. It's only going to continue to grow. We're only going to be able to impact more people, as we move forward. And so, you know, that to me was one of the nuggets that I took away from the weekend that just sort of struck a chord with me. And I'm just, you know, excited to get back here and sort of, have those conversations about, you know, the sharing economy with some people here in Nashville. So lots of people are doing it. So we just got to expose them to our model, you know?
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you, and I know we're a few minutes over, but I don't really care. Then people can stay on, whatever, but this is important. I just thought about this, but let me ask you two questions real quick to finish, and maybe you can just give us a minute answer.
Sure.
But number one, I mean, you and Maggie, you know, as 30-year-olds, I mean, you're making way over six figures, okay? You know, so what is really your big dream, this first question, okay? And secondly, you know, what is the most thing that frustrates you about being in a type of business like this? And I know sometimes we don't ask that question, but there's probably a lot of people on this call say, yeah, it's okay because the doctor's a plastic surgeon, or it's okay because this person's got this personality. And, you know, it's the same for all of us,
yeah,
if you heard in Atlanta. So maybe those two things, you know, what's the most frustrating thing for you? And then lastly, you know, why, for somebody that's doing financially okay, you know, why would you do exactly, and what's your desire to do it? Because we've all got to have a desire to do something like this. Otherwise, we're just going to use excuses like, I don't have time.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, like you mentioned, my wife is a singer-songwriter, and she does very well. I own a traditional real estate business in Nashville. And so, you know, I think for us, you know, initially, I'll be honest, when I looked at the business, the idea of creating, you know, a passive residual income stream was really the thing that was attractive to me, you know, because in real estate, if I don't sell another house, if I don't find another deal, I don't have another check coming in, right? So the idea of building something and creating something that would continue to come in, that was initially sort of my why. But I think I've realized really over the last year or so since we've been building this together, it wasn't big enough. And what I've really realized is it's really about helping other people. And, you know, seeing some of these testimonies, certainly at conference and listening to these stories of people whose lives have been changed as a result of either the products or the business or just the community in general. That's something to me that's worthwhile. It's hard to find out there in the world. There's a lot going on, and to be able to find a group of people that you can sort of lock arms with and have a common mission and vision with and move towards that thing, to me, is really attractive. I mean, you know, anybody can go take a nice trip, but to be able to take a trip with, you know, a dozen or two dozen or however many people that have done what it takes to get there, and you can all sort of sit around and look at each other and say, yeah, we did what it takes, that to me is an exciting thing to think about. And so it's really more about, you know, the short answer is it's about people. It's about helping people. It's not, you know, the money will come if you focus on the people and doing what's right for other people and helping them with their health or their personal goals. And then as far as, you know, the frustrating thing, I think honestly the most frustrating thing is me looking in the mirror and knowing I'm not doing what I need to be doing. I mean, it's real simple. You know, we talk to people. I mean, Tony, you and I have talked countless times. You know, if you show the plan 15 to 20 times a month, if you keep doing that, you're gonna see results. You can't not see results. And so I think for me, I know that I haven't been as consistent as I need to be, you know. And so it's frustrating to know that I've got more in the tank and that there's been this sort of block that's kept me from doing that. And I think one of the things that I uncovered at the event was really fear of what people are going to think, you know, and moving past that, you know, recognizing again, this isn't about what other people think. This is about helping the people that want to be helped. And they're going to be people that say no. They're going to be people that think it's a joke or whatever, you know, whatever. And it's like, well, those aren't the right people that you want in your business. It's about focusing on the ones that want to come along and looking back. And I know you guys would say it was all worth it and you're still growing. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you start growing, you don't really think about the people that told you no. You know, you just do what it takes. So,
amen. So, well, that's awesome, Jess. I appreciate you sharing that and being open. So thanks, guys. I know we went a few minutes long, but it's well worth it, those little extra nuggets. And thank you, Dr. John Taylor and his wife, Kelly, and Jess, and all of you guys on the phone. So it's going to be an awesome rest of the year if you make it, okay? If you think like that and you make it happen, it will be. So let us know what we can do to help you move along. We're here for you. And just have fun. It's going to be a blast. So look forward to seeing you somewhere around the country. And look for those events in the back office. And then, oh, by the way, and if you're in the Atlanta area tomorrow, Deb and I are going to be doing an event at our home at 4 o'clock. So if you know anybody in Atlanta, we're going to be here sharing some of the products and some of the new breakthroughs and having some little fellowship as well at 4 o'clock. So let me know if you'd like to attend that, and we'd love to have you here, okay? So be safe. God bless you. And we'll put this on record for you guys to either re-listen or get it out to your teams who couldn't make it on. And we'll see you next week on another call, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.